dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear, be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Okay. Welcome. It's Monday, after 10. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Fred. How you doing?
How you doing? Welcome back again. Hope you had a nice weekend. Did you?
Yeah. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, are the colors changing up there?
Yes, they are. Winter will be upon us.
Okay. Well, it's got to be beautiful up there in northern New England.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having beautiful weather here in the Midwest. And, Elaine, we had a very, very successful experience down in Springfield, Illinois on Friday. We're going to be talking about that this morning. And actually got a chance to meet with the Illinois Secretary of State personally in the process of serving the lawsuit. So we'll be talking about that after these messages in a minute.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom, rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back with Elaine Brown, and it's a beautiful Monday. How you doing, Elaine?
It's Elaine Ellis.
Elaine Ellis, I'm sorry.
I know, it's hard.
From the family of Brown, got it.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
Elaine, give us an update on what's going on, just from where you stand, and is there anything changing? I know behind the scenes, some volunteers have been down in Massachusetts. David Ridley reported that Danny Riley and this other gentleman, Serino, have been changed in their location, and so they posted some things over the weekend, last Friday, in support of Danny and the other supporters that are being detained.
Well, that's news to me. You get more news about it than I do, Fred. But I'm glad to see that, you know, they're local people supporting them, keeping tabs on everything. As far as we hear, nothing has changed. Everything is, you know, it's quiet and peaceful.
Okay.
People still come and visit and such.
Are people being detained or blocked, or is there any interference going on, Elaine, that you can confirm?
Not that we know, right?
Okay.
As far as we know, they left last Saturday evening about 9:30 and have not come back. I mean, the marshal. Yeah.
Oh, you see. Okay. Well, that's gratifying to still see and hear that people are coming and meeting you and visiting.
Right.
Okay, that's good. But nothing sort of out of the ordinary is going on behind the scenes that you're feeling or sensing.
Not that we know of, Fred. No.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we were Friday talking to you en route to Springfield, Elaine, with a crew of three of us, and it was a very beautiful sunny day, and we got down there. I believe our videographer Rosalie is on the line with us. She's going to share some of her feelings of the experience, but we really just felt like we had the Lord's grace all around us, because it just went so well. It was just we almost had to pinch ourselves. We served the lawsuit on Jesse White, the Illinois Secretary of State, and were actually invited into his office, all of us. We got our pictures taken with him. He went on a video to actually make a statement in favor of the importance of counting every single vote, even if it takes 1 to 2 weeks. And it was almost like, you know, stepping into some kind of a Cinderella movie scene. Beautiful, beautiful ornate office, and we just were right there at the right time. Some people were coming out, some visitors from probably the inner city, because there were several kids, students, Latino, black, white, coming out of his office just as we were in his reception area serving the lawsuit. And as he exited with these people, we said hello. As the tapes were running, he came back in and escorted us into his office, and we explained why we were there. And the topic of the vote count is a very, very personal, important one to him, because he's witnessed all kinds of shenanigans in many elections throughout his 30, 40-year career. So, and then he said he would be willing to go on tape to make this brief statement. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So I don't know if is Rosalie on with us? Rosalie, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Rosalie. How you doing?
Hi. Super. I want to hear you tell us what this lawsuit was about, why we are traveling there, and other people will be lucky enough to make the trips to their state capitals for this. Tell us why.
Well, the reason why is that Elaine and Ed are in the one part. There's only one half of one state left in our country that counts the votes the old-fashioned way, using paper ballots manually in the light of day. The ballots are not removed from the view of we the people at any time where Ed and Elaine are living in New Hampshire. And all of the other 49 and a half states have reverted to the use of machines, either to scan or to electronically account for using touch screens our votes. And over the last 4 to 8, 10 plus 20 years, any number of different studies have come out and books have been written and exposés have been done, such as last year, Hacking Democracy, exposing the incredible weaknesses in these machines, not only for them to be hacked, but for them to be changed remotely, wirelessly at any given time. And so what this vote is, what this lawsuit is doing is it's accounting for the fact that here are all of these examples, all of this evidence, this overwhelming evidence, and it's basically saying unless and until we can go back to ensure using paper ballots and counting them the old-fashioned way to ensure a fair and accurate vote, this Illinois Secretary of State and all of these Secretary of States throughout the country need to stop and ensure that 11 steps are taken. And we posted the lawsuit on the blog, and it's been sent out by We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education. But it's a very, very simple process to ensure. You can still use the machines, but you have to get the paper ballots out, and you have to have them always visible among We the People and never, ever sequestered or removed from our view, and count them the old-fashioned way. And there's actually a procedure, Elaine, that's well-documented in New Hampshire, where you live, in the upper part of New Hampshire. They've done this for the last 150, 200-plus years. They follow the same procedure. It's been proven to deliver a fair and accurate manual vote count using paper ballots. It's almost like a party because you have to, you know, put the ballots on a picnic table or on an open table and have two on one side, two on the other, and observers all around in the room, and you have to keep the ballots in a clear plastic box, and they have to be divvied up for these teams of four to count. And the ballots can never leave the there has to be a continuous open chain of custody for these paper ballots.
As it should be, certainly.
So, Rosalie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Rosalie, you were down with us on Friday. Can you just share with us what happened from your point of view?
The whole trip, it had God's blessing. The temperature was perfect. The amount of sunlight was perfect. The road was clear. The trees were pretty. It just smiled on us the whole way. We were never caught in any heavy traffic, even. That's a miracle and a blessing in itself. We got there. We went into Jesse White's office. And, you know, I'm not a confrontive sort. I don't like that protesting kind of thing. But, you know, we have to do what we have to do, and we're at least neutral about this. And then we saw Jesse White himself walking out of his office with a bunch of people. And when he came back, he invited us in, and we told him why we were there. I have it on video. I can get it up pretty soon now. And had his picture taken with us and agreed with us, which is so much more incredibly fantastic to find in this day and age an honest politician. I've been a Jesse White fan most of my life because, you know, he's from Chicago. He's got the Jesse White tumblers, and he's just done incredible things for keeping kids out of trouble and using their energies in positive ways, which are really cool to watch at parades. And he said that they were at the Bears game doing their tumbling. So this, it really impacts on real people, and even while he's being our Secretary of State, he still goes out with his tumbling team, and it's a direct vision of what we can do in positive ways.
He still keeps the connection. He's got this Jesse White tumblers all over Chicago, Elaine, And these are inner city kids that basically learn the techniques, and they really do a wonderful job. They attend the parades, and they attend a lot of schools around Chicago and public events, and they just are really great. It's very inspirational to watch them, and it was Jesse White's vision. He started this many, many years ago, and he was much younger, but it still goes on. And it's named after him, Jesse White Tumblers. He started it. So here he is, the Illinois Secretary of State, and he still has his hand in the connection on a day-to-day basis with these kids and in these neighborhoods and communities.
So he seems to be a straight shooter then.
Well, he's just a man of integrity. He's very gracious. Yeah. I think, you know, you never know what happens behind the scenes, but I think from where he stands, he just seems to be a very, very forthright, true, honest man of integrity.
I think he's been out of the loop. He didn't even seem to know who Ron Paul was. But as an individual,
yeah,
and somebody that I would recommend making alliance with, Jesse White is I don't know, it gives me some small faith that we're not deserve to be doomed, that there are still humans left who enough weight to integrity and conscience.
Okay, we're going to be right back in a minute.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom, rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back with Lane Brown. We have Rosalie, our videographer from Friday. Elaine, I'm going to just read through briefly the three causes of action in this lawsuit, and then we can talk about some of the 11 steps that can ensure a fair and accurate vote. But here's the first cause on page 7 of the lawsuit. Plaintiff's first cause of action, and I quote, failure to provide the voters with a verifiable chain of custody and the manual allocation and counting of all ballots in full public view at each voting station before those ballots are ever removed from public view violates the voting rights of the plaintiffs. Okay, now that's the first cause of action. There are only three causes in this lawsuit. The second cause, and I will read it from page 15, and I quote, failure to provide the voters with a verifiable chain of custody and the manual allocation and counting of all ballots in full public view at each voting station before those ballots are ever removed from the public view violates the contract rights of the plaintiff. So now we're dealing in contracts here relating to our constitutional republic as it connects through to and involving each individual. And on page 17, the last cause of action, if the Constitution requires everything possible be done to assure all votes are effective, the Constitution requires utilization of any available voting procedure that is open, verifiable, and transparent, i.e., no machine or computerized vote counting. So, in a nutshell, eliminate the machines, eliminate the computers. Count them without the involvement of machines or computers. You can still use them, but have at least a procedure in place that's deployed without the use of machines. And that's been done for many, many, many years. It's been proven where you live, Elaine, where Ed lives, that one half of New Hampshire, it's the only place in the union that still, to this day, does it the old-fashioned way.
Who exactly is the plaintiff, Fred?
Well, we have Bob Schultz, We the People Congress Incorporated, and there are 10 plaintiffs currently. The complaint is going to be amended. There's going to be hundreds more that are going to be added as plaintiffs, if not thousands, because it's going to be opened up to every one of the 50 states. That decision was just made midweek last week. But the first 10 states are being served. I think about 3 to 4 states were served as of Friday of last week. And by, I think, tomorrow, the first 10 states will have been served. But we're already getting calls from many people all around the country who want to take part in the same process in their state.
Okay, I
see. So, anyway, in all, on page 17 of the lawsuit, and you can find it on the blog, there are 11 steps that this lawsuit is calling for each defendant in these 10 to 50 states to follow to ensure that during the 2000 primary and general elections, the verifiable and accurate vote count using paper ballots is followed. And it's very, very simple. And this is exactly what is being done in New Hampshire. In fact, there's a gentleman who lives in your part of the state of New Hampshire who is going to work with Bob Schultz to create a 10 to 15 minute video that outlines this is what we do. You know, step one, step two. Hey, Ed. Hey.
Actually, this is a good idea. Bob has showed us that the other way doesn't work. Now he's going to jump into the voting. Now he'll show us that that form of redress of grievance won't work either. That's what he's going to show us. You understand that?
I understand, but I understand. You know, this gets back to the first act that we all, every individual votes, every individual can identify with that act of voting. That's the power of this.
Absolutely. I can understand your position from that statement, but remember, it's the Electoral College that votes these people in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the people's vote that matters anyway. Right?
Yep. Well, yeah, when you take that curtain away, yeah, it is. I mean, in the end, the Electoral College could simply ignore the people's vote. Yeah.
True.
If you want to really get down to it, yeah.
They have for decades. So we know that they've ignored the people's vote for decades. Mm-hmm. We know that they put in whoever they want, no matter what we say anyway, popular vote or otherwise. So just here now, remember now in the beginning of this, Bob's going to enter now from the texting. That issue's all dead now with him, right? He's all done.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not done. It is not done.
Yet. But now he's going to help us to see another way that the federal government has failed miserably, and it will not work. There is no redress of grievance left in this country in any quarter whatsoever. Why do you think Elaine and I did what we did?
I know.
To prove it. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, the next step of common sense, or in order of common sense, is to say, well, if there is none left, because we tried everything under the sun for the last 20-plus years altogether, then what's the next step in order? That is to resist. Physically resist, which is what we're doing. In the same token, if we're going to do anything at all, we need to form up with people not just to do any one thing. It better be the change of the form of government. That's why the Third Continental Congress, that's why I want Ray on the radio show today.
Okay, hang on, Ed. We'll pick up right there after these messages.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the
okay,
battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we're back with Ed. Elaine, Ed, continue with what you're just saying about the convening of something new, something fresh. And I know, despite what the tenor and the tone seems to be from behind the scenes, as you and I have always talked about, we have to keep this positive. We have to keep this in the light. And I think it can be done that way. Go ahead.
Well, I would like to see it kept positive by going after the cause again, Fred, rather than going after the same old issue. This vote thing has been going on since 1979 when it was first proposed by those two gentlemen back at that time, called the book that they put out called Vote Scam. This is not a new issue. It's a very old issue. So, I mean, here we are. We're going to rehash the old thing, reinvent the wheel again with the same problem going back to, rather than getting on a new but the real problem, and that is the cause. If you made it very positively, or a positive attitude regarding the cause and who is causing these problems for this nation and worldwide, then you'd have some results. Until these people begin to understand or realize that their mortality is just as frail as ours is, they're not going to change a thing. They're absolutely elated that you're going to pick another old issue again, that they've already have a lot of experience in how to keep everybody down with it, so they can do it all over again and waste more time. To disperse the energy of the people, the positive energy of the people, in a wrong direction. That's exactly what's happening here. But again, Bob is going to show us how the feds are not going to respond toward our redress of proper due process of grievance. Mm. Hello.
Yep, Ed sounds like Nico Hopp. Yes, he does.
Well,
hang on, Rosalie,
future combat system. That's what this computerized voting is. It's presented by the military-industrial complex as one of the 18 tentacles of this future combat system of the joint military of the NAU takeover, actually, which is funded by the Federal Reserve. This is all our research. And that's a different angle on this voting.
No, who funds the Federal Reserve, Rosalie?
What?
Who funds them?
It is funded by our tax dollars, which go immediately offshore and come back funneled through joint military projects.
And who are these people, Rosalie, that are doing this?
There's too many of them to... But we have their contracts, we have the companies that they work for. We even have single individuals such as Gary Wells, who was one of the plan designers of the 911, which was also a FCS joint military project.
So you realize that's a Freemasonry joint military project?
I can't quite hear you.
You understand that it's a Freemasonry slash Zionist military joint project.
I don't necessarily have to use those words, but yes, they're right there in the middle of the mix.
Well,
yes.
That's my point, Rosalie. My point is we must continue to bring up exactly each and every time who is behind this move and what is their personal enrichment for doing such a thing.
The words that you are using have been so tainted by mind control memes that we would rather stick to the term military-industrial complex, which has a history.
Rosalie, we appreciate that, but we'd rather stick to the facts rather than put a label on it that's not true to its actual existence. That's a nice fiction name, but who are these people in fact? Every single time they do something, they've got to be exposed for what they are doing. Nothing else is going to work. You can't sidestep the problem.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
Then say it, Rosalie. Say it.
I am not agreeing that a Zionist equals a Jew.
I didn't say that.
A Zionist, there are Buddhist Zionists, there are Catholic Zionists, there are atheist Zionists.
Zionism is a political belief system, Rosalie. I know that. We're fully aware of that.
I know you're aware of that.
So we need to make sure everybody else understands that, too. So that being the case, we also have to understand that Zionist Freemasonry is the agency or organization behind this thing. And we got to understand that Freemasonry was created by the Jews of the House of Judah in 73 A.D. That's a fact of history. That's a fact of
That's a fact of cartoon history that's not necessarily true.
Okay.
It goes back farther than that. It goes back to prehistoric Baal worship once human sacrifice went out of fashion, they went underground.
We understand. We agree with you. Absolutely. So we're not on a different page here. We're on the same page.
I know.
It's very, very old. If you want to try to protect the House of Judah, you can't do that.
I'm not trying to protect anything. I'm trying to put it in the widest possible context so that we get the entire problem in the same net.
All you have to do
the way it has worked so far is that it winds up You blame Jews, you do bad things to Jews, and all the others overwhelm you.
No, it's the Zionist Jews. We know that. Zionist
Jews. It isn't Judaism. Even, there are more Catholic Zionists that they are called Jesuits. They date back directly
Knights of Malta,
to
that's correct.
The
yeah.
Baal worshippers of old.
Yes.
I can't even trace the existence of Jews past 1200 A.D.
But we have. All right? It's out there. It's there in front of us to see. It is not our theory, conjecture, or opinion. It is a fact of record of history, if you want to believe history at all. Either we believe all of it or we believe none of it. We've got to pick the Jews. What
no.
We,
we pick
but
and
we
choose.
Know that Freemasonry is everywhere we turn. It's in
uh-huh.
every organization. Freemasonry was created by...
secret society. It's the word anarchy used to simply mean people.
The anarchy didn't create it. The Sanhedrin created it. We know that.
You faded out again. I couldn't hear.
I say the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin.
Yeah,
that.
But they are Baal. That was not the Jews weren't even invented then.
But they are the hidden hand of the house of Judah. Yes, they are.
Okay, I'll go that far, yeah.
Okay, so everybody else, we got to talk about this so much that everybody becomes comfortable with it and everybody understands the truth. We can't keep just dancing around with other words just because it's more modernized words like the vote. And the heck with the vote. Who cares about the vote? It's over.
I care about the vote. The vote is what makes us different from people who live under dictatorships.
There is no vote, Rosalie. There hasn't been a vote since 1979. What are you talking about?
There
Come on,
can
I love
be a vote anymore. Again. There was a vote. There can be a vote. Most people do not know that their vote was taken away by this future combat systems of the joint military.
We agree, sweetie. We absolutely agree. Now, how are you going to get it back?
How? My focus is on 9-1-1, which I have studied intensely for 5 years and some.
So
and we
Zionist
connected
Freemason.
It directly to this nest of military contractors and NGO over and over. They're always there behind the curtain. And to me, it is just a smokescreen to bring up Jews. Because these people belong to all different...
No, it's not to bring up the Jews. It's to focus on the Zionist Freemason movement in this country and in this world.
Because but as soon as you use that word Zionist, it has been poisoned to mean Jew.
You mean like militia?
Yeah, poisoned like they've poisoned the word militia to mean a nut with a gun.
From now on, all you're going to hear from me is the facts of record, the truth. I don't care whether people think it's poisoned or not. I'm not interested any longer what they think. They're putting little to nothing on the line except their words. They risk nothing, but yet they want all the benefits of what this country has to offer and the freedoms it has to offer and the laws of God, what they have to offer. They don't try to do what they're supposed to do. They do what they feel like doing. Well, speak the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Grow up, boys and girls, because there's enemies in your camp, and they're going to clean your clocks if you don't pay attention to what's happening. So stop playing the game. Let's focus on who's causing the problem, and let's go and arrest them. And put
okay,
them
Ed, lies. Ed, let me just shed some light. This week, at some point, if not tomorrow, Wednesday, Bob Schultz will be in your neck of the woods, okay?
Sure.
And he will be having a national news conference on this lawsuit, okay?
Yeah.
And I hope people can connect the dots, shed the light, and see this larger pattern that instead of, like, going down, all of this stuff can be brought out into the light and talked about, whether Rosalie's talking about the FCS Future Combat System of the military-industrial complex or you in the evolving core group that have been throughout history pulling the strings to execute and to coordinate this. It all is the same one force of evil, right?
Well, of course it is, but let's put the proper name on who they are. They have many names, you know that. They have thousands of names, thousands of organizations.
On Friday, Kevin Barrett from 9/11 Scholars for Truth came on the show with us, and he's coming out with a website called wherethelive.org.
I love it. Absolutely.
Okay. Where they live. Okay. Now if somebody is registered and connected to either a contract, a plan, an organization, whatever, that is involved in a cause or course of action that is depriving us of our rights, of our liberties, of our property, they need to be identified. They need to be, people need to rally in front of their driveway with signs, with pickets, and it needs to be blogged. It needs to be broadcasted using this new medium called the Internet. That's what Kevin is stating, that we need to shine the light in a very positive, proactive way, not to go negative, but
I guess you don't know me yet. I'm not negative at all.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying you are, but you're right on the front line of this, Ed, and you have every right to state with that edge of authority and clarity and focus as you have because of the stand that you and Elaine are taking. So I don't apologize for you at all. I mean, you are what you are, but I'm saying that the average person has.
I am what I am. What does that mean?
Yep.
What does that mean?
You are to the core, a rock to the core.
I thought everybody was that way.
No.
We're taught different.
We're taught different from the time we're born.
That's not right. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. We should all be that way, Ed.
Yes, everybody should. I thought everybody was.
Well, until they started dividing our minds. Yesterday, I'll give you a little story. My niece and her husband were at our house. They're living in Chicago, and they were telling us a story of how from the top floor of their rental apartment down in the inner city of Chicago, they took a brand new color TV and threw it off of the fifth floor balcony of their building. And they did it a few months ago. And I pleaded with them. I said, could I do a video of your story? Because it is such an inspiring story. And we talked about taking sledgehammers to these D-bulb machines. Let's take these TVs and let's throw them off the balconies. Let's do a public session. Let's take sledgehammers to these TVs.
No, let's not take and destroy our invested money into the news media television set, our instrument to get the stuff. Let's destroy the crap that we paid for the voting booths. I agree with that. That makes more sense to me. They're the lie.
Okay.
Fine. Get rid of them. You won't be committing crime by doing that. You know that.
Okay. Well, these machines have been known to steal our vote, and we should get rid of them. We should destroy them. And there should be a public act somewhere of people taking sledgehammers to them.
I just wish, Fred, I really wish that somebody else took this position so I could have supported them properly, instead of my wife and myself. I could be far, far more effective out there in the street than I can be here. But I couldn't wait my wife and I couldn't wait after 10 years because no one was doing it. Now we're stuck here and we can't get done things that need to be done. And we're not getting people doing it the way they're supposed to be doing it. They're still fooling around the same old way. It's tiring. Here's Elaine back. Here's nothing.
Okay. Thanks, Ed.
Hi, Fred. I'm back.
Hi, Elaine. How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I appreciate Ed's voice. It's really important to have the edge of that clarity, that rock sort of exposed core bottom line position reiterated on this show. So
use that for sure. Thank goodness. We need more rocks.
Yeah, well, I was telling Ed and telling the audience that Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation or We the People Congress will be doing a press news national news conference in your neck of the woods sometime this week, if not tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, about the lawsuit. I don't know exactly where. I'm going to get to the bottom of that and find out, but the thought was people need to know that, you know, this right to redress, the last 10 words of the First Amendment, the right to petition, has never, ever been adjudicated. And the fact that we're doing this lawsuit regarding the vote is a constitutional tort issue. And if we can't ensure that our votes are counted fairly and accurately, the old-fashioned way, using paper ballots, There is nothing that they can tell us with the inclusion of these machines and these computers other than just to say, trust us. And we've heard that for time immemorial, just trust us. And so I think this topic, this issue, has the potential to really blow up like a meme in the public consciousness. And I think there's so many organizations and people who have rallied and done the research for so many years about vote fraud that I think you're going to see this lawsuit just spread very, very fast all throughout the country.
Yep. Well, that would certainly be good. And the vote fraud is just one of many frauds perpetrated by the feds, which is why we're pushing for a Third Continental Congress. We got to start from the beginning again, back to the Articles of Confederation, because this experiment has not worked. We see it has not worked.
Well, maybe people who can endorse this Third Continental Congress can also stand on terra firma on getting the vote back to the old-fashioned way, using paper ballots, counting them the old-fashioned way. Maybe that's the key cornerstone, the forgotten cornerstone.
Of course, it's all part of it.
Yep.
It's all part of it. And I think more definite guarantees and more definite restrictions actually on paper for the FedGov. Because we know that the Constitution has restrictions, but they seem to be a little too vaguely worded so that they're able
okay.
to get around it too many ways.
Elaine, we'll be right back to wrap up the show in a minute.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry.
Okay, we're back to wrap up the show with Elaine. This is Fred Smart, and very thankful that Rosalie came on to share her thoughts about our experience Friday and about the matter relating to the issue on just who's involved, who's behind this. And Elaine, you know, we all know that there is one single source of evil. It is orchestrated and in a very calculated, organized way nationwide, worldwide.
Right.
And, you know, Ed, God love him, and we all are trying to find out just who is behind the curtain, what is really going on here. And it is, to me, just the larger picture. This is a war machine. It seeks to destroy. It seeks to divide. It seeks to polarize. It seeks to actually turn our own sense of who we really are against ourselves, turn it upside down, create an illusionary view of reality. It's that, you know, we talked about on Friday, the flickering illusion of the on the wall of Plato's cave. You know, we have to get out of the cave, we have to get into the light, we have to stop seeing the illusion and believing that the illusion is real. And only by getting out of the position of taking an intermediary, whether it be a priest or a pastor or a politician or somebody that tries to claim that they're a god or an authority. We have one authority. It's our Lord God in heaven. He wants us all to be in peace and in love and in service to one another in celebration of him. And I think it's a very positive image to sort of like that Wizard of Oz effect. Get out of the castle, get into the sunlight, help, serve, care. So, anyway, we hope to get Bob on, Elaine, and maybe on this discussion on Wednesday. I don't know when the conference is going to be, but hopefully, you know, Wednesday he'll have some more details. But maybe we can tie the dots and connect the dots back to what this newly evolving Continental Congress or whatever it is coming together here nationwide.
Right, right. Well, you know, going back to what you were just speaking of a couple of minutes ago, Fred, hopefully what has been happening by the FedGov recently, the way they have been accelerating their program in some of the incredible executive orders that Bush has put out there will wake people up to the fact that crazy conspiracy theorists like us are not so crazy after all. It's becoming more and more apparent. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory. Absolute fact. What else could it possibly be?
Uh-huh.
It's right out there, blatant, in front of our face at this point. So if things just happen accidentally once in a while, it would be in our favor. And, it's not. So people, wake up, facts are facts, reality. We're here. This is our world. We've got to make it what we want it to be. We've got to make it a world of righteousness unto God and get rid of these evil doers out there who are trying to enslave us all.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elaine, just before we go, Dan Rather filed a $75, $70 million lawsuit against CBS, claiming that not only interference from major corporations, but the government itself in preventing the dissemination of facts of truth. So,
and but all those Dan went along with it all the years that he was.
Yeah, all the years he went along with it, and here he is after the fact.
Right, exactly. Well, now that he's got nothing on the line.
Yep.
Don't trust it.
We'll be back Wednesday, Elaine. Thanks. God bless.
Thank you.